welcome Chris and Andreas to the Spire FM Runaway Bridegroom Competition with Salisbury Guildhall and Allam & Sidaway Jewellers. Your challenge, should you choose to accept it today, is to get as far away from Salisbury Guildhall as possible before 6pm this evening. So you've got 10 hours to get as far away as you can using public transport only. You won't be able to use any money and you won't be able to use a mobile phone, and you have to wear those lovely wedding dresses for the remainder of the day. The winner will be the contestant who has got the furthest away from here and completed any challenges that you might be given en route. So you can start at the sound of our lovely klaxon. Have fun, good luck, and stay safe. You're going to be very well looked after. So, in 3, 2, 1...
Are you ready?
And they're off.
And that's it.
Running. It is literally the runaway bridegroom.
We shall check in with Andreas, who the last time we heard from, he was leaving Paddington Station, which he'd managed to blag his way to after a fruitless search for a plane at Heathrow Airport, and was proceeding through London on foot. Is that still the case, Andreas? Is it Shanks's pony all the way?
It is indeed. Yeah, we've managed to get to Hampstead now. Been a hard walk from Paddington Station.
Did you do a check which direction to go? Because I was slightly concerned you were going to come out of Paddington Station and then start walking back towards Salisbury and knock miles off your total.
No, luckily, as we came out of the station, signposted with the north on the road sign, so we've just kept heading on the road signs and looking for the road sign.
Are you there, Laura?
I am, yes. Hi.
What would you like to say to your other half?
Get a wriggle on, please.
It's time now to get our final update from our other contestant on the runaway bridegroom this afternoon. That is Chris, who, when we checked in with him about an hour ago, was heading for Exeter on the bus. Chris, hello again.
Hello again. Surprise, surprise, I'm on a bus.
But hopefully it's a different bus to last time.
It is a different bus, yes. Apparently we're on our way to Totnes.
And how did your final negotiation go? How did your negotiation for your what will probably turn out to be your final blagged bus ride of the day?
I'm so, so glad I don't have to blag anymore.
But was it okay? Did they let you on all right? Or were they a bit suspicious?
Yeah,
how did it go?
No, they literally just said that we're doing something for charity. And I was like, yeah, fine, no problem.
Now, Amy, of course, is Chris's fiancée who will benefit from the wedding if he is the winner. How have you been today, Amy?
So nervous. I've been at my mum's with our children. I just want to say how proud we are of you, and we love you lots.
I'll see you in 2 days.
Yesterday, Andreas and Chris left the steps of the Guildhall in Salisbury just after 8 o'clock. They had to get as far away from Salisbury as they possibly could, using only public transport, and they didn't have any money with them. So, Andreas, you left Salisbury, you managed to blag yourself a taxi, and you got to Heathrow Airport.
Yeah.
You got to Heathrow and had absolutely no luck.
We did, yeah, and then managed to get the underground, well, the airport underground to Paddington. Then from Paddington, we walked for about 10 miles via Abbey Road.
Andreas's journey from Salisbury to North London, 80.64 miles.
Okay.
Got your envelope here, Chris. So, if yours is more than 80.64 miles, you win the wedding. Chris's journey yesterday, 92.69 miles. You've won the wedding!
Amazing. I can't speak right now.
Amy, what about you? How do you feel? You've won your wedding at the Guildhall next year.
I'm lost of words.
Who's the first person you're going to ring and tell?
Probably my mum. She's probably listening.
They'll all be listening right now. Does it feel worth it in the end, Chris? Because you spent how long on that bus yesterday?
About 7.5 hours. Amazing.
And Amy, the planning starts now then.
Oh, yeah.
Now's the moment you turn into Bridezilla, is that right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say thanks to Spire FM for coming up with an amazing package. And I want to give a shout out to my mum and dad and sister and brother. And all my family.
Hey, listen, the bad news is that
we have a couple too.
We're going to be DJing at your wedding as well. So.
Spire FM.